Now time for Locker Room Chat. I'm here with Valley Heights girls head basketball coach Jordan Brockstrom. After a pretty solid record, 14-9 last year, but of course not quite ending the way you would have liked, Coach, I'm sure, as you guys fall in the sub-state semifinals. But kind of just getting a whole off-season to kind of let this whole year kind of sink in, reflect on it. What are your overall thoughts on this past season?
Well, last year we had a good group that was learning. As the season progressed, we had a lot of holes to replace. And we had played a lot of young kids, and they filled into the roles nicely and got better as the season went on and team. But there's some very, very good teams in our area, so you've got to be better than decent to get where you want to go. That's kind of our goal for this year. We return a good group back, and we want to kind of pick up our...
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you guys are able to bring four starters back, three of them at guard, one at forward. What are your thoughts on the girls that are coming back this year, how they've been able to kind of take this past season into perspective, and also talk about also your newcomers or players who not necessarily were getting a ton of action last year and are going to get more this year?
Yeah, the girls are in, they're competitive, so making it to their goal last year, trying to go to state, but it bothers them, it irritates them, and they're still hungry. So I never have to ask them to give more. They give a lot in practice, and they really compete against each other well. You know, we could probably throw 10 and pick 5 and 5, and it'd be a good game, and we can do that in practice, and it's something that's a blessing for us. But we've got some young kids that are ready and willing to step up. They've got to kind of learn how we do some things a little bit, but yeah, I'm optimistic that some of the youth that we have will be contributors.
Yeah, absolutely. And kind of just talking about what you guys have done over the off season, you mentioned to me beforehand, didn't get to play in a summer league, but you guys were able to get some work in. How invaluable was that time that you got to spend in the gym during the off season?
Well, I think it was really good. We have some good juniors and seniors, upperclassmen to lead, and we grouped girls up and kind of had them in groups, and they were responsible for getting their team members in and going through basketball workouts over the summer, and we were busy about every day with different groups. So and those were demanding sessions, and we felt like we got a lot out of that. It's nice to kind of take a kid aside and work on their individual game a little bit rather than maybe throwing them into a summer league and just having them play. I mean, that's part of getting better, but we had some skill development that we needed to do, and that's what we focused on this summer.
And kind of looking ahead to this year, you guys start off with three non-TVL games, Riley County coming up on Friday, tomorrow, and then next week you guys have Marysville and then Rapala County. How nice is it to kind of start off with some non-league games before you get into TVL action?
Well, it's really great, and I like our schedule a lot. A lot of our non-league games are competitive, good teams, and Riley County is the epitome of that. We start out with them every single year, and they're extremely well coached and disciplined, and they have tough competitive kids, and they're always a team that you see making a run at state themselves in Class 3A. So yeah, we love to have Riley County on our schedule, and then Marysville is going to be much improved from last year. They return a lot, so no, it's great for us, and we'd like to avoid early some of our league schools, and because we know we're going to see them later.
Yeah, that's for sure. Got the TDL tournament and then the full slate, as well as possibly meeting them again in sub-state. So definitely love to see some of that early different competition. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it. And I look forward to doing this with you every week this year.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.